Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-453, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. You get to control the content of the site. You submit, should you be interested in doing this, you may submit something. It will appear on the site. And then it can be voted upon by other listeners, just like you. In fact, you can vote on the things that other listeners submit and vote it up if you like it, and down if you don't. Go to freetalklive.com to accomplish that with you. In studio, it's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
All right. Marcus joins us from BrainlessTales.com. We'll get back. We'll get into that here in a little bit. But there's what I consider to be pretty shocking news. And I think that even people who are generally familiar with the corruption of the state might even be shocked by this story, just because it's just so brazenly corrupt and so amazingly, just the level of malfeasance is, I thought it was stunning. I'm almost going to say this might be a bigger story than the Robin Hood story.
You know, the government is always doing things that are wrong, that they shouldn't be doing, doing things outside of their normal lines, right? But
yes.
Every once in a while, they really go outside the bounds of what you would expect.
And the thing is, they do this stuff all the time. But every once in a while, and every very, very once in a while, this doesn't happen too often. Is it revealed in this way? And what I'm talking about is, I guess this requires a little bit of backstory. So Graham Coulson is one of the Robin Hooders, and
Marcus, this is personal. I get it now. This is one of the most amazing stories of our time because, well, it happened to Ian.
No, it's Graham Coulson, actually. Graham's not me. He's a different person.
Yes,
I know a lot of people
confuse the
Robin Hooders and think everybody's like this monolithic entity where we're all the same person.
I confused you and Graham. I'm sorry.
Actually happened before on the Keene State College campus. The security guards thought Graham was me and gave him a real hard time once because I was banned from the college at that point.
However, was saying that you take what I was trying to say was that you take Robin Hooding very personally, and therefore, since this is a story that has to do with Robin Hooding, you're taking it personally.
Well, actually, the Robin Hooding aspect is only ancillary to this story.
Fine,
but it'll help tie this in to what's going on here. And as I pointed out, this stuff happens all the time. But what's different about this is that it has been unveiled in a way that really has shown the government guys to be completely violating the most fundamental tenets of the way the government's supposed to operate.
Now, you're talking about Robin Hooding, and for anybody that doesn't know, Robin Hooding is an activity that happens here in Keene and other places as well, where volunteers or maybe paid people walk around town, downtown, and they feed expired meters ahead of the meter maid so as to prevent those people from getting tickets and thereby saving drivers the ticket and depriving the government of getting that ticket money from them.
Yeah, and you mentioned that it does happen in other places, but in those other places, it doesn't happen to the extent that it happens in Keene. I mean, I was literally driving down the main street today just by chance, and there's a Robin Hooder, Robin Hooder walking in front of the meter maid. It literally happens on a daily basis in Keene, and that's why over, I think, 5,000 at least, maybe even 6,000 now, people have been saved from getting tickets here. And in a small place like Keene, New Hampshire, population 24,000, saving people from preventing 5,000 tickets from being written is a huge hit to the total number of tickets that the town or the city in this case is able to write.
Yeah, and it's really great because it's twofold. It deprives the town of getting that money, stealing that money from people, but it also keeps that money in the pockets of people who haven't harmed anybody.
Right.
And they can spend that money on food or whatever, an extra coffee. It doesn't matter. They get to keep it and keep it out of the hands of the government.
Yeah, because the government's just going to use it to write more tickets.
Right.
They're going to use it to buy more equipment and hire more bureaucrats. And so they hate the fact that Robin Hooding exists, and they want to do everything they can to stop it. That's why they brought a ridiculous civil suit against the Robin Hooders. And I don't want to go into all the details on the Robin Hood case, but Robin Hood made international headlines this year. It's been a huge story.
Yeah, I mean, it was featured on lots of mainstream television programs.
Yeah. It was amazing, the amount of free publicity that the Keene activists got because of Robin Hooding. So I don't think the story I'm going to tell you about is going to eclipse Robin Hooding in popularity. But I think it's really outrageous. So Graham Coulson is one of the Robin Hooders. And prior to Graham's involvement in Robin Hooding, over a year ago, Graham was banned from Central Square. Now, Central Square is the common in Keene. It's right in the center of downtown Keene. It's kind of a classic place that forever people have gathered and, you know, done outreach and waved signs and
things like that. It's like a small park right in the center of town. It has a statue and a fountain and a gazebo and grass and trees, and sometimes some music will be played there. But it's just a nice little park, and it's surrounded by roads, of course, and buildings.
So there's constantly traffic going around. It's just a great place to hold a sign and, you know, do outreach. Graham was not doing outreach in Central Square. He was skateboarding over a year ago in Central Square, and there's a no skateboarding rule downtown. So he was violating that ordinance. It was pretty clear, right? Like, skateboarding in the park, there's signs, there's paint on the ground to show, you know, no skateboarding.
Well, most the whole fun of skateboarding is skateboarding where you're not supposed to.
They do have a skate park.
Yes, but that's no fun.
I'm not going to whitewash this.
A big fun part of skateboarding is skateboarding where you're not supposed to skate.
As a skateboarder in my youth, I skateboarded a lot of places. I shouldn't have been skateboarding, but I've got to say, as an adult, you should skateboard in the skate parks. We didn't have free skate parks when I was a youth.
That's true. They do have that skateboard park, which is very nice.
So, so he was skateboarding in the park. This was well over a year ago. Actually, it might have been summer of 2011. What was happening at that time was there was some controversy here in Keene, and it was after somebody was murdered. A young person was murdered, and murder doesn't happen very often in Keene, New Hampshire. So this is like, you know, once a decade kind of thing that it happens here. And so there were these teenagers who knew this young man who were gathering in the park, and it was during the summertime, so they didn't have anywhere else to be. And, of course, you know, government laws prevent these people from working. So there they are in the park and, you know, doing things that bored teenagers do, like drinking and carousing and fighting and, you know, yelling curse words. And so there was some uproar within some of the respectables of the Keene community, and there was a demand for some level of police enforcement downtown. So they got it into their heads that they were just going to go ahead and ban people from the park if they caught them doing something that they weren't supposed to be doing. So this didn't just happen to Graham Coulson. It did happen to some others as well. But Graham's the person I know. He's the person who has the case. The attorney signed on to take Graham's case. So Graham was given a no trespass order when he was caught by one of the police officers skateboarding in the park. So rather than write Graham a ticket and charge him with the crime of skateboarding, where it was not supposed to happen, the officer in this case, Jason Short, who longtime listeners of the show are probably familiar with, or if you've watched Victimless Crime Spree at victimlesscrimespree.com, you've seen him before, he, under orders of the head of the city boss man, crime boss, essentially, city manager John McLean, had ordered this. So the top executive in the city had ordered the police to write no trespass orders to people who were caught doing X, Y, or Z in the park. So there's a lot to this that's not immediately apparent, and it's thanks to attorney John Meyer, who has pointed this out by taking Graham's case on a pro bono basis. Now, this guy is a renowned free speech attorney. He knows his stuff, and he has done an incredible job here. Number one, they violated Graham's right to due process, because when you're caught by a police officer for violating some law, they're supposed to write you a complaint. You're supposed to get your day in court. The police officer catching you is not the part where you get found guilty. The police officer catching you is the part where the police officer says, "I allege that Graham Coulson had done such and such." And then you're supposed to go to court at that point, where the police officer is supposed to prove his case. Graham never got his day in court. He was just written a no trespass notice right out the gate. Just basically, this police officer was being the judge and jury right there.
I wonder what people who got this thought about it.
There's a lot more coming up.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement. made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-460-0983. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-460-0983. That's 800-460-0983. Call 800-460-0983.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll free, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line. You may join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Grab up archives. We've got them, and they go back to late 2006. You can just click and download as many episodes as you like, all for free at freetalklive.com. Enjoy.
When you're looking for a stock, you want to make sure that that stock has people at the top, people in management that are qualified. If you don't have a good management team leading a company, then that company is not going to be able to compete against other companies that have better management teams. I've recently acquired a stock. It's called Forcefield Energy. You can find them at forcefieldenergy.com. The CEO over there, David Natin, has run two publicly traded companies. His the previous one, Pharmanet, he was in charge of for 3 years. The stock price in that time went from 9 to 63. It would have been nice to be on board Pharmanet in the 3 years that David Natin was on board, because your money would have increased seven times in 3 years. You're not going to find that in too many locations. Now, I don't know. I wouldn't propose to claim the force field energy is going to increase seven times in the next 3 years, but it wouldn't surprise me either. All investments have risk, and you have to know that going in. But I'm of the opinion forcefieldenergy.com has a long way to go. They've got a management team with strong financial expertise. They've done this before. They know how to raise capital. They're not going to mortgage the company's future. Anybody can buy Force Field Energy by going to FNRG, by looking for that ticker symbol at with your brokerage account, purchasing it there. They're currently in the OTCQB exchange, but they'll hopefully soon be on the NASDAQ exchange. And not that it makes a difference in finding it, it's relatively easy. But if you want to get involved in the private placement and get the stock that yesterday was trading for $5.23, actually it's at $5.20 right now, for $4, you can do that by going to forcefieldenergy.com and clicking the Contact Us link there, the Contact Us tab, and getting in touch with them either through through telephone or through email. They'll either way, they'll work with you. It's forcefieldenergy.com and Contact Us.
All right. So starting the show out here tonight with a pretty disturbing story that I posted at freekeen.com, along with the requisite court motions to back up what it is I'm saying. Attorney John Myers, a free speech attorney, who has taken a case of a skateboarder, of a young man who was skateboarding in the park, given a no trespass order by people calling themselves the city of Keene, by the Keene police. And, you know, most people aren't even going to blink at a story like this. I mean, this guy's a young ruffian, you know, he was 19 or something like that at the time, and, you know, he's just a kid. And nobody comes to the aid of 19-year-old youngsters who are harassed by the police.
Nope.
In general.
Generally not.
But John Meyer took interest in this story and has really revealed this case for the outrage that it is. And he's showing that essentially Graham, in this case, Graham Coulson is the man who was given this no trespass order, this highly, highly illegal no trespass order that was not only given to Graham but also given to other people, including the editor of Victimless Crime Spree, Bo Davis. So this is not a one-off thing. This was a tactic that was being used to ban undesirables, let's call them, from some people's perspective, from Central Square, which is the common here in Keene, New Hampshire. So on one side, his due process rights were violated by the fact that he was written a no trespass order as punishment for skateboarding instead of being written a citation, which then could have gone to court and he could have defended his case. Maybe he would have lost. He probably would have. But they jumped right over that.
It kind of sounds like Judge Dredd, doesn't it?
That's exactly what this is.
You know, the futuristic situation where, rather than just for efficiency's sake, we're told, the judge is the judge. I mean, the judge is
jury.
A police officer.
Yeah.
The police officer is a judge. And he's
and
the
executioner.
Indeed. If they decide the sentence is death, then they'll take care of it right there on the
right
spot.
Right there on the spot.
They spend a lot of time sentencing a lot of people to a lot of years in ISO cubes. But regardless of that, I can't even imagine what this dystopian megacity one of theirs is like. But it kind of smacks of that. Now, I do wonder what it would have been like if Graham had been offered, look, you can either take a one-year banning from Central Square, mm-hmm. or I can write you a citation, son, which will it be? And in that case,
he might have taken the ban.
The banning's free, right?
Well, the officer in this case, Jason Short, did admit on the stand that the reason why he decided to not write the citation was because he knew Graham didn't have a lot of money. Now, that's a true statement.
Wow, that's pretty shocking. So it's basically he's saying that, you know, he profiled Graham as like, oh, well, this guy doesn't look like he's got a lot of money, so he's not going to fight this.
Not going to pay up either because he doesn't have a lot of money.
Right, so I'll just ban him.
Yeah, and while it may be a true statement, Graham is not exactly flush with cash, and certainly wasn't at that time. On the other hand, it's still a violation of due process, right? Like, Graham didn't get his day in court. He was found guilty right there on the spot by the cop and given this no trespass order. Now, how did this end up in court? Well, later on, Graham violated that no trespass order while he was Robin Hooding. He walked through the park. The parking enforcers called the police on him, knowing that there was a no trespass order against him on the park, which they were probably informed by, and it was likely a plot, because they literally led him through the park and then called the police, because they're trying to stop Robin Hood,
sure,
right?
I mean, obviously, they knew that he had this no trespass in the park order, otherwise they wouldn't have called the police, and since he was following them, it does make sense that they knew that, so they chose to go through the park either to lose him or to call the cops on him.
So they violated his due process on both sides of this. They violated it in that he was not given a chance at a trial. He was just given this no trespass order and, you know, has no way of dealing with that because he can't deal with the charge of skateboarding because they never charged him with that. So that's a violation of due process. And also, he didn't have any notice in the first place that skateboarding in Central Square would result in a police order prohibiting from entering the square. So he couldn't have even known that was going to be a consequence.
In other words, what he was given, this no trespass order, was never written
as law.
Right. It was never written as a punishment for skateboarding in the park.
So exactly. Had he checked the ordinances,
right,
it would not have said that if he's like, well, what's going to happen if I skateboard in the park? And Winston checks the ordinances, it would have been like a maximum fine of $1,000 city ordinance violation. That's it. It doesn't say maximum fine of $1,000 or you get banned from the park.
Right.
So he couldn't have possibly have known that this was going to be a punishment. So, essentially, you have the Keene Police Department under the boss of Keene, the city manager, just completely blurring all the lines between the separation of powers in government. They're acting as the legislature by coming up with their own punishment for something that is, you know, it's illegal by city ordinance, but they've come up with their own punishment that's not written into the city code, and then when it actually happens, they act as the justice system and impose a punishment right there on the spot. It's ridiculous.
Well, I agree that, like, this lawyer has them over a lawyer in barrel.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But I am not going to go and act shocked and appalled on this one. I feel like these people actually were doing the humane thing initially. In the secondary situation where the parking, where, the, you know, Graham's working as a Robin Hooder, and then the beater maids lure him through the parking lot, or the square in order to give him get him in trouble for his violation. I think that's dirty pool.
You think they were being humane by banning him from a public comment? That's
another $1,000 fine?
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL Team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. So once again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features do include news updates. You may follow us via email, Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for whichever one of those is your preference. That's news.freetalklive.com.
When you're in your car, all kinds of things can happen. You can get into an automobile accident. You could potentially get pulled over. In any of these incidents, the other person may have a different recollection of what happened than you. So if you're in an automobile accident, the one guy says you didn't stop at the stop sign. You say, oh, yeah, I stopped at the stop sign. That isn't going to be great. Mm-hmm. If the police officer says that you were going 99 and a 35, what are you going to do about that? Well, if you've got the Freedom Cam from freedomcam.net, not only will you have your GPS location, your speed and navigation, all your driving route and speed and all that stuff, you'll have an audio and visual recording of what occurred. So a camera shoot, going out of the front of the vehicle, camera going through the vehicle and out the back, an audio recording of what happened. So if the police officer treated you rudely or whatever, you've got it all. And this is the best tool. In many countries, This is a standard issue thing to have in your vehicle because, well, you know, it's a policing is a for-profit business out there. And frankly, it is for towns and cities and municipalities and states around the United States, too. There's no reason you shouldn't have a Freedom Cam at freedomcam.net. Go there. Check it out. I've got one in both of my vehicles. Ian, you've got one in yours. Mm-hmm. They're awesome devices. Freedomcam.net.
All right. We'll go to the phones here and we'll kind of I want to come back, Mark, talk to you about what is humane in this case with the Robin Hooder being banned from Central Square. But we've got Tom on the line in Hudson, New Hampshire. Tom, you're on with Ian, Marcus, and Mark.
Yeah, for once, it's on the mainstream media. It's on the New York Times website about NSA defeating a lot of the Internet encryption and some of the nasty things they're doing working with the companies that make so-called security software to create a backdoor way so that NSA can still read all of your stuff. And this is the latest of the three scandals coming from about NSA. But the one thing I've got to emphasize here is that you got to be careful. Some people can't see the forest for the trees. Okay, there's so many trees in the way, they don't see the forest. The problem isn't just that they're spying on people, but that there's something absolutely not the least bit secret called the Federal Bureau of Prisons that they're also using to spy on the people by, you know, if Google and Yahoo and all of them don't go along and hand over the information, they get thrown in the Federal Bureau of Prisons. And it's kind of like if the cops are wiretapping a phone to find out who's dealing drugs, okay, so they find out who's dealing drugs. But then they send gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests to go break down the door and smash into the place and take these innocent people hostage, which they never had any right to do. Or if the federal government is snooping on people, finding out who's not paying federal taxes, then that would be all well and good, except then look what happened to Ed and Elaine Brown when they did not pay the federal taxes, then they got hauled off to prison. So it's very important to remember that law enforcement officers are always the enemy.
Yeah, well, they are certainly not your friend. I don't know if they're always the enemy, but generally they should not be treated as friends. I think that eventually they can become friends when they leave law enforcement and do something honorable with their lives, like, oh, I don't know, anything that doesn't hurt peaceful people. But I get where you're coming from. And, Tom, thanks for bringing the NSA story up. It certainly is in the news, yet more revelations regarding the NSA. Look, they can apparently get into all kinds of things that a lot of people thought they couldn't.
Lava Bit or whatever, obviously they weren't getting in there. Those people shut down rather than deal with the government.
Sure, but how many people are willing to do that?
Ed Snowden, what do you mean?
How many business owners are willing to shut their entire business
down?
Well,
they were operated from the United States. How about the ones that aren't operated from the United States?
Okay. I got you there. But the point is, there are people who will crumble under the threat
PGP
of the NSA.
PGP isn't run by anybody. Yep. It's just an encryption technique that's been around for a long time. Can they break it? I don't know. Doesn't seem likely, but I suppose they could.
All right, well, we can get into more detail on the NSA story, and also Bruce Schneier, who is a security expert over at The Guardian, has a piece called How to Remain Secure Against NSA Surveillance. So, you know, with new revelations coming out, people are going to reassess their security situation, and those who have things to secure probably should do that, and you know, take these ideas under advisement. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
So you were asking me what is humane about the situation with Graham Coulson.
Well, first of all, you're talking about the Robin Hooder that was banned from Central Square for this is a city park here or a common in Keene, New Hampshire, for riding his skateboard, then later violated on that no trespass order, which was highly illegal, but nonetheless has stood for over a year. It's now facing a threat in the court system thanks to heroic First Amendment attorney John Meyer. But essentially, you were saying it was humane because rather than give him an ordinance violation that could result in a fine of up to $1,000, they simply banned him from the park.
That's right. So they didn't give him the option. I believe the lawyers got him over a lawyer in barrel, and I have no problem with the people that write the laws and enforce the laws being put over lawyer in barrels. Please don't see here that I'm gnashing my teeth and rending my clothes for the government bureaucrats. I'm not. However, if I was a 17-year-old or 19-year-old, I'm not sure the Graham's age, who was skateboarding in some park, and I got stopped, and I was given the option between a ticket for, let's call it $250, and because we don't know, it could have been up to $1,000, we don't know what they would have given the ticket for.
Well, they would only be able to give the ticket, and the judge would decide.
Right, they would give a ticket. But the vast majority of people who get tickets pay them, right?
That's true.
Without going to court. Or they don't pay them, and they get a fine, but they don't go to court, generally, unless they have to. And so if I was given that option of, say, a $250 ticket or a one-year banning from the park, I think what I would have chosen in that circumstance as a young person is, and today, if I would be so cruel to my bones as to get on a skateboard, I would still choose the one-year banning from the park. As a matter of fact, I'd like to go on record right now and say, pretty please, any of the government bureaucrats in Cheshire County, just go ahead and take $250 off of my tax bill and ban me from every single one of the commons and every one of the towns in Cheshire County. I'll do it for that discount. I don't need to go there anymore.
So you're really just jealous of Graham that he didn't get a ticket to pay. And, you're coming up with this scenario that's just not even realistic. Graham wasn't given a choice.
He was not.
What you're saying is basically that Graham probably didn't have money to pay a ticket, which is probably true, and that you're supposing that him being banned was better than, having to pay a ticket because he couldn't afford that, but he could afford to stay out of the park.
Their lawful role was to give him a ticket, right?
I guess.
Well, no, they could have said, Graham, you can't be skateboarding in the park.
That.
You can't be skateboarding in the park. Get out of here.
They clearly wanted to discourage people from being in the park. They were having some time at the some difficult times right then.
So what they did was not appropriate, not humane. They banned an innocent person who had not harmed anyone else from a public common where historically human beings have been able to gather to engage in their free speech rights. They oppressed, besides the fact that they violated his rights to due process, they also oppressed his free speech rights by prohibiting him from being in the best possible place to engage in one's free speech in Keene, New Hampshire, which is Central Square.
With you,
so,
that is
not humane. Their motivations were to restrict and to control. That's not humane.
And obviously, it was not a punishment that he wanted because he couldn't abide by it. He didn't abide by it, right? So it wasn't an easy thing for him to stay out of the park, or at least, he chose to go in the park.
Right, and of course, it was a highly illegal no trespass notice in the first place, so he should have chosen to go into the park, and I think he did the right thing in that case, which allowed this case to go to court.
Don't forget my tax bill, bureaucrats.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can take control here. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people, like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2 XM channels and a darn big podcast, that many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up what you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share on the site. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please shop with us. You may go to shop.freetalklive.com. And that is where you can enter various online stores, such as Amazon or Newegg. You enter the store that's right for you. We've got Amazon US, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK. Click into the right Amazon for you, and then just get your shopping taken care of. Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project is over 70%. Of the way to reaching its goal of 20,000 people that have stated their intent to, as we have done here on the show, to move to New Hampshire and to get active in whatever it is that feels right to you. The Free State Project does not control people. And I think there's a lot of misinformation out there about what the Free State Project is.
It's really just an agreement. It's an agreement that you agreed to move if almost... 20,000 other people minus one also agreed to move and get active for liberty. But there's no promise of exactly what you're going to do. There's no one telling you what to do. You move and when you want, basically within a certain time period, and you get active for liberty. But there's no one.
Whatever that means for you.
Sure.
It could be,
they don't live in a compound. They don't live in a commune. They don't live together in the same city, even. They're all spread out all over the state.
Marcus, you do web work, for instance. That's one of the things you do for freedom. You've donated a lot of your time, and it's valuable to the Porcupine Freedom Festival working on their website.
Yes, that's right.
At porkfest.com. You can go and see Marcus's work there. So, activism can be behind the scenes, kind of construction on the web or construction in real life. It can also be, blogging. It can be creating media, radio, television, whatever.
Getting involved. People run for election. And
or help on campaigns.
They help in campaigns. Sure, you always need help on campaigns.
There's a lot of people gathering signatures in Concord, basically as we speak here and throughout the weekend, to oppose the Bearcat, this tank that is coming in. So it could be a door-to-door, campaigning kind of thing. There's so much you can do. The idea is to get together and do whatever you think is best.
Right. People hear this idea and they go, it's funny. My mom has a friend that sent her an email and it included an article about the Free State Project. And my mom's friend was like, oh, I wonder if they have one of those here. she didn't really understand it. But, the whole idea is that, lots of people love liberty, but they're few and far between, and you're outnumbered no matter where you are. So let's get together in one place so we won't be outnumbered.
Yes.
And that New Hampshire was actually chosen by a vote once there was 5,000 signers.
Did you vote in that vote? Or was
no,
it before
I was
your
not
time?
A signer yet.
Okay.
No. So New Hampshire was chosen, and so that's where people are moving to, and that's where
they are
is
coming every single week, it seems. I mean, there's new people moving to New Hampshire all the time.
That's right. States have special sort of political power that counties and cities don't have, so that's the reason a state was chosen. Mm-hmm. And New Hampshire was rated the freest state in the union by the Mercatus Center 3 out of the 5 times they've given out the rating, so it's overall the freest state in the union. And I've got an inside track that likely it is going to be number one on the 6th rating, too. So
well, that's good to know. And it's only going to get better as more people concentrate their activism in one place. But anyway, freestateproject.org is where you can go to learn more about that. There's been some controversy in recent days, as tends to happen sometimes in this movement. And that I think that's because the Free State Project is the most successful liberty movement that we've seen in our lifetimes. Now, the Libertarian Party, you know, done a lot of good work on spreading the ideas of freedom. There's a lot of great think tanks and groups out there that have done things, you know, Downsize DC and some other great groups that have really, you know, brought the ideas of freedom. Ron Paul bringing the ideas of freedom to the average person. But as far as effective activism is concerned, as far as, you know, people actually getting elected, things changing in the system, good laws being passed, bad laws being stopped. In the short amount of time the Free State Project has been around, there's been an incredible level of success. There are over 1,100 people that are early movers, like we are. Like, the 20,000 number hasn't been reached yet. We're only at 14,600-something or 6,700-something. So we got a little ways to get to that goal, but some people have moved early. So there's over 1,100 people that are already here, and that's a big community. If you've got over 1,000 people in one place, some people are going to disagree with one another, and there's going to become conflicts, interpersonal conflicts. I mean, as much as I want everybody to get along, it just doesn't work that way.
Right.
And so this week has been particularly a dramatic whirlwind on Facebook, most places, but it has bubbled over from Facebook into reality in that on this show we had Chris Cantwell on the other night, and Chris has been on other programs. He was on Derek's show, Peace News Now, and there's been a lot of talk about Chris Cantwell and the ideas of violence against the state. And Chris has been allegedly removed from the Free State Project. I have not yet seen confirmation from the Free State Project of this. It's come from Chris, who is allegedly posting emails that he got from Free State Project board members.
I believe he probably got those emails.
I believe he did, too. But again, there hasn't been a press release about this exactly.
Gotcha.
So everything's been coming from Chris. And it's just been a debacle from start
and
to finish.
Chris said that he inserted himself in the situation for the very reason that, you know, with the expectation and the desire to be banned. So, I mean, I'm not.
Well,
and
he really trolled him good because
he trolled him good.
The Free State Project put themselves in a position. And when I say the Free State Project, I mean the board members, which is like 5 people or something. These 5 people or so put themselves in a position, unfortunately, and they don't think they intended to do this, but where if they didn't do what some people wanted to do, like remove Chris Cantwell from the membership rolls for advocating for violence, then some people were going to leave the Free State Project. But if they do remove Chris Cantwell, as those people want, then other people will leave the Free State Project in outrage, even if they didn't necessarily agree with Chris Cantwell. So, Marcus, you have been not here all week, and I guess you've been privy to some of the discussions here. You heard the show last night, and actually I didn't because I was at a meeting in town of the board of directors for the local TV station. But you heard the discussion between Mark, Nemi, and Chris Cantwell last night, and you had some thoughts you wanted to share.
Yeah, that's right. So I actually don't really know Chris Cantwell personally, although I have met him twice, I think. The first time, I'm sure he doesn't remember. But I'm not looking to be enemies with Chris Cantwell. And quite frankly, you know, he's so outspoken that I hesitated to even want to bring this up because I've seen him verbally attack other people that have, you know, disagreed with him. But I felt like it was important enough to bring up, and it was really related to what's happened in the past week or so, what's come to light, and also what happened, what he said specifically on Free Talk Live last night. Now, I'm somebody that believes in peace, and I believe very much in like the peaceful evolution that, like at the top of Free Keen, it says, I like the idea of moving towards liberty in a peaceful way. What's important to me is being happy in life and being around good people. And so what Chris Cantwell has basically spoken about is killing government workers.
Mm-hmm.
And I completely disagree with that. He says that people are morally justified in killing any government worker, more or less. You know, he even says the mailman. And I disagree with this. Now, on last night's show specifically, Mark asked him, when is this dystopian future that you're talking about in which it will be the time to kill government workers?
Good question, because he does usually couch his statements in things like, well, this isn't a good idea now, but at some point in the future.
Right.
So when?
So Chris Cantwell's response was, it's not the dystopian future, it is the present.
Mm.
So he was talking about now. He was not talking about the future. He was not talking about the past. Chris Cantwell was talking about the present. So he was talking about killing people right now. Okay? And then he gave a very specific example. He said, if you are driving down the highway with a kilo of coke and an AK-47 in your car, and a cop pulls you over with a dog, you should kill the cop. He said, you should shoot the cop.
He might be a good idea, I believe is what he said.
So he advocated for killing a cop today, and I absolutely 100% disagree, and I don't want to have anything to do with Chris Cantwell. I think he promotes violence, and he's not a reasonable person by any means, in my thought, and I want it to be well known that Marcus Connor does not advocate violence. I support peace, and I don't support Chris Cantwell. I don't want to be tied to him in any way other than to say that I disagree with him wholeheartedly. And I understand him to be somebody who's promoting violence. I want no part of it. Now, the reason I was upset was, not upset, but Mark, you know, seemed to think that maybe he was talking about something in the future, and it wasn't. He was talking about now.
We'll come back with more here, 855-450-FREE, because I also firmly disagree with Chris on this. I have talked with him about the issue a number of times, actually had him on the show live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and we had a discussion about these tactics, if you want to call them that. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. You can share them with us. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2, come up.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.